With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain markets closed mixed, livestock markets closed higher. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments Market Analyst Brad Paulsen reflects on the action in Wednesday's grain markets.
Corn and the beans had some strength. The funds are short over there, so there was a little short covering. March corn inverted over May by a couple cents here, meaning the March contract is 2 cents higher than May. So that's always a good sign, but basis is strong and farmer movement is still pretty slow. And I still think, with all the corn that was left in the field, stocks of corn for immediate delivery are just a little bit on a tighter side. Funds liquidating positions in wheat, long positions there, particularly Chicago, kind of closing on the low of the day.
Paulsen says the stock markets continue to lead the livestock markets.
Yeah, open interest dropped a lot yesterday, suggesting that it was probably the final phase of a liquidation going on here with the weak equity markets and the weak commodity markets. So we did see a bounce in livestock today, live cattle up $1.15 or so, feeder cattle up $1.32 to $1.50, and the hogs are up anywhere from 22 to 75 cents, with most of the strength in the June contract there.
At the close in the grain markets, May Minneapolis wheat down 4 3/4 at 5.29 1/4. May Chicago wheat down 9 at 5.18 1/4. May Kansas City wheat down 5. May corn up 3 3/4 at 3.85. December corn up 1 at 3.85 1/2. May beans up 3 3/4 at 9.07 1/4. November beans down 1 3/4 at 9.17 1/2. April live cattle up $1.17 at 1.11.27. April feeder cattle up $1.77 at 1.35.55. April lean hogs up 75 cents at 64.30. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.